Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Rider program. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, 2014, is shaping up to be the St. Valentine's Massacre of the GOP. Let's get right to it. The GOP are truly a spent force. As far as being a relevant and meaningful national political party, 2014 will reveal the GOP for what they have, in fact, become. Strictly regional party with their only base of real support in the South. How's that Southern strategy working for you angry white guys? Race baiting, fear-mongering, war-mongering, gay-bashing, religious intolerance, and free market rapaciousness and unbridled economic forays at the expense of 98% of the rest of the population. These things will definitely deplete political capital within the body politic. In a nation that is rapidly transforming itself into a multicultural, polyglot society that is superseding the European component, the change can be most discernible in a state like Texas, with an enormous Latino electorate that is, if fully registered, will tip that state from red to blue even as early as 2016. The free market mantra preached by the GOP for the last 50 years is wearing a bit thin. The banking crisis in 2008 has ushered in an era of no return. A no return to the capitalism rhetoric espoused by these Republicans since I was a child. Fair market is more the reality we are entering into now. This was the very reason for the sudden emergence of the Occupy movement. The free market, and especially the unrestrained free market, as practiced by the Republicans under George W. Bush, was the pinnacle of the true nature that really exists behind the facade of the so-called free and benign market capitalism that was certainly supposedly to guarantee to all Americans the good life. Guess what? It just doesn't work that way, and it never will. The Occupy movement quite correctly pointed this out and brought to light the stark fact that capitalism and free market capitalism, especially, is really nothing more than the mechanism for the 1% of the population to cash in at the expense of the 99%. The GOP is the Praetorian Guard for that 1%. And they do so and protect that 1% with lies, misleading information, strawman arguments, and boogeymen. That is why 2014 will be their St. Valentine's Day massacre. They will lose control of Congress completely. Their time has run. They are a spent force. The country is moving on. The GOP will be a fond memory for maybe some diehard angry white man, but they will definitely are going to turn into a memory within the next 2 years. This is the Knight Rider saying thank you very much for listening. And now, we're signing off.